Hey everyone, Adam here. Hey, just clearing off my backyard range. So I'm fortunate to live in an area where I can actually shoot my backyard, have a little bit of targets. But I do have neighbors. They're a little ways away, and I don't want to annoy them with loud gunfire all day. So I was actually out back up plinking with some 22s. I was shooting an old SIG 228 with a 229 conversion kit on it that shoots 22s. And I wasn't using a silencer or a suppressor or anything like that, but what I was using is some low noise. They were CCI brand, I believe, low noise subsonic 22 rounds. And it worked real good. You know, you still need hearing protection. Without a silencer, they still got a little bit of snap to them, but it's not going to carry a whole lot of echo throughout throughout my neighborhood or anything like that. It's a good training tool. Basically, what I was doing is real simple. You know, I have a 8-inch plate. It was about 10 yards away, and I was just working one-shot reload, one-shot drills, and then I did some tack reloads. So, you know, basically just coming out of holster, you know, banging off a shot, you know, getting a good hit, and then doing a really perfect reload, and then following up with another shot. And I probably did about, you know, two dozen of those from the emergency reload standpoint, you know, slide lock reloads, and then I did about a dozen or so tactical reloads. You know, just kind of taking it fairly slow, but making sure I had really clean movement. So my reloads are really picture perfect, and just trying to lock that skill down. I think I've pretty much got it down anyway, but it's, you know, certainly something you need to maintain. So just want to throw that out there. And you know, 22 is a great way to practice. You know, I realize, you know, if I'm shooting out there, you know, with my 9mm or other calibers, you know, you don't want to be breaking the bank on ammo. And 22 is a great way to go. It doesn't take the place of shooting with your standard duty or your standard calibers like 9mm, 45, or 40, or whatever you carry. But it's certainly a great option. And for working on something simple like just working on the act or the art of mastering that reload, it's a great tool to use, using a 22 with a 22 conversion kit on a platform that I would normally carry, or like a platform I'd normally carry. Like in that case, the 228 is similar to the 226 and the 239 that I carry a lot. So just throwing that out there, great little tip. So get your box of 22s and get to a local range, or if you're fortunate to be able to shoot in your backyard, get out there and bust a few caps. Talk to you soon.